White Mary, Williamsport, Pennsylvania, June 12, 1889. Dear daughter Mary, our meeting closed last night. Willie came into our tent and read Independent Paper. Through the evening, he made the remark it seemed good to him to get a few minutes to read. We remained 2 days longer than we expected, that we might keep with Willie. He said he could not conscientiously leave here sooner. I feared we would all be sick. The ground is so damp and the weather so muggy, without freshening breezes, that the smell is moldy. Sarah was sick all day yesterday with cholera morbus. But I must be in the line of duty, for the Lord has wonderfully preserved me in health, notwithstanding disagreeable smells. I have spoken, in 1 week, 13 times. Yesterday came near fainting in the desk. Called Willie and he took the stand until I recovered. Then I was up and at it again. Thank the Lord he strengthened me. Willie is well and of good courage. We will leave here in about 1.5 hours. I had 2 pages written and am trying to get a chance to write a line to you and close up. When I get to New York, we'll write to you again. I was so pleased to receive a letter from Sister McComber at this place, and I am thinking that it would be nice if we could be with you or you with us. We have now good rooms made in the office that Edson built, 6 rooms in the chamber. The house itself is like an entire new house, so everything is fresh and new and nice, as if entirely new, ready to rent or for us to occupy. Dear Mary, the Lord is our only hope, our only strength. I have to look to God, trust in God at every point, as I see I am compassed with infirmities. But He does help me when I most need His help. There is no respect of persons with God. He will help you and bless you. We do not cease to pray to God that He will, for Christ's sake, restore you to health. Now we will look to Jesus constantly and believe in Him. Just returned from breakfast. All who have anything to say testify this has been the best camp meeting they ever attended, for they have learned so much more in regard to the truth, and they are of good courage, going back to their homes, determined to do better work and to build up the saints in the most holy faith. I will answer your question. Ride over and see my property in Longmont when you are able, but do not do anything rash. You know you are in danger of overdoing rather than stopping short of doing. Well, we must go now to Depot. Mother. We have sent you papers of the terrible flood here.